Yeah, and this feels like really sick. And I had my baby, I was so old, they jumped for me.
Yeah, there you go.
You're not.
When I go to church, why isn't that big? When I go to church, I want to take the baby to the nursery. The other moms are like, okay. I'm like, I could be your mom, babe.
I come from a big family. I'm the third.
It's officially turned. Okay, I'm going to call the January Personnel Committee to order. We've got several items listed under our new business from some ordinances to board appointments. And one thing that's not on here, but I want to go ahead and get it done beforehand, is the election of a permanent chair for the committee. Since it's a new quorum court session here after elections, we'll go ahead and do that as the first item. And I'll take nominations.
Nominate Chris Kinder.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Ayes have it. Thank you for your confidence, gentlemen. Okay. So our next item of business is proposed ordinance 25-05. That's a couple of pay changes for our prosecuting attorney. I'll take a motion to put that on the table for discussion.
So moved.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Ayes have it. We'll go ahead, counselor. Give us a short condensed version.
All right, proposed ordinance 25-05, sponsored by Chris Kendrick, meeting act by the Quorum Court, County of Fulton, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an ordinance to reclassify two department titles and changes in two positions within the prosecuting attorney's office and to declare an emergency. Section 1, change County General Fund 1000, Department 0416, prosecuting attorney, position code 1115, district court coordinator, decrease the position salary from $46,300.80 to district court coordinator level 1 with a salary of $42,300. Section 2, change County General Fund 1000, Department 0416, prosecuting attorney, position code 1108, trial court assistant, to increase the position salary from $48,049.82 to trial court assistant level 3 with a position salary of $52,049.81.
Thank you, Counselor. Ms. Grease, I'll go ahead and open the floor to you to tell us about this.
Thank you for having me.
Button right now, there you
go. Okay, so I had a long time trial court assistant leave and go to another county office, and so that has left me with kind of her counterpart. These were two of the positions that I come before the court last summer asking for raises for people that have been there, you know, 15 plus years. And so when we replaced her position, that was more at an entry level, someone who had about a year of experience in another office. And so she started at the 42.3. And so I'm asking that we can take that difference and put it to the person who's been there for a real long time. And now
that, plus years.
Yeah, and now head new trial court assistant. Who's responsible is training the new person and then to kind of be in charge of all that. So that's the reason for the request.
Thank you. Any of the committee members have any questions?
Not a question. It just looks to me like basically moving money and from one position to another.
That's right. Okay. And it still would put her less than what the judge's conference is making, but I'm just working with what I have. So there's money that's left to move that around and try to keep her.
We're not adding money to the budget.
Correct. Yes, sir. That's right. That's all. Yes. No new money request.
Any other questions or comments?
Just to be clear, your new district court coordinator already started at that base salary.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Yes. She's a younger, great. She's from here, lives up here, but she's still working in Pulaski County where she's been in the clerk's office. So, has some experience with Court Connect and case management. kind of in line with that range we talked about before. She would be on the lower end of, as opposed to this other person. So it kind of makes sense with breakfast experience and levels of experience as well.
Okay, anything else? Anybody in the audience? Okay. I'll take a motion to forward this on to Budget Committee for consideration.
So moved.
Second? Second. Motion second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Okay. Our next order of business is Proposed Ordinance 25-06. Go ahead, Council.
Proposed Ordinance 25-06, sponsored by Justice Chris Kendrick, beaten act by the Corn Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to reclassify two department titles and change in two positions within the County Clerk's Office and to declare an emergency. Section 1, change the County General Fund 1000, Department 0101, County Clerk, Position Code 1007, Passport Administrator, Deputy Clerk 2, to change the position titled Passport Administrator, Probate, Deputy Clerk 3, and increase the position salary from $46,763.81 to a salary of $49,000. Section 2, change the County General Fund 1000, Department 0101, County Clerk, Position Code 1011, Deputy Clerk 1, Voter Registration, Passport Administration, to change the title to Passport Administrator, Payroll Deputy Clerk 2, and increase the position salary from $53,025 to $50,788.81.
Thank you, Counselor. Did I already, I lost track. I haven't made a motion to put this for discussion yet. Okay. I'll take a motion to put this on the table for discussion.
So moved.
We have a second. Good motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Go ahead.
Can I talk from here?
You can talk from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've had two employees leave me this past year, and so I was able to bring a longtime employee that's been with the county for 14 years, or almost 14 years this April, and then brought in a new person in payroll that has good experience. They're both very good employees, but I wanted to take some from the one and pass down to the other because she had worked for the county for 14 years and put her at a level more to have the, her tenure that she's been here. And that's bringing her to 49. It's still a little bit short, really, where she probably should be, but it was the most I could do without hurting that other position. So and it's still a net zero to the county, and it's just adjusting the positions.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Ms. Darden?
Just from my seat on the floor, I just want to take from there and say that to me, it's up to you all to run your department and how you see fit to spread that money around is up to you. And so it's net zero to the county. I don't see any reason not to move forward with this.
Thank you, Justice Allison. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Anybody in the audience? Okay, I'll take a motion to forward this to Budget and Finance for consideration.
Okay, actually, we'll not go to Budget and Finance because we're not moving any money. We're just adjusting the position, so it'll go on to court, and then if they approve it, we can adjust the positions.
Okay.
The money's there in the line items already. You just need to adjust the positions so we don't pay for the positions in time to be paid.
Counselor, are you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Same with the other,
sure.
Yes.
They
probably
will go to 4-4. Okay. I might have to revisit that motion.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear y'all say that in the motion.
Okay, so I will take a motion to send this to full court for consideration.
So moved.
Second. Second. Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it.
Is that on the first one?
That was on yours.
Just
make sure I was following. Okay, so I'll take a motion to put 2505 back on the table. We need to amend that motion. Do I have a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'd like to amend the motion to remove, sending it to Budget and Finance, and we'll send it to full court for consideration for proposed ordinance 25-05. Do you have a motion?
Sure.
And a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Next item on our agenda is the appointment of Jessica Freeman as coroner. Judge, I'll open it up to you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my honor to reappoint Jessica Freeman as our coroner. With my way of mechanics, I'm seeking your affirmation.
In keeping with our practice and I suppose the statute, seeking your affirmation about appointment, and I will just say, I've seen her work, I've seen her organization, and it's not something we focus on all the time in public, but it's of dire importance to each one of us that our family members are treated with respect. Our citizens for whom we're responsible and whom we represent are treated with respect, and I will put our coroner operation up against anyone, anywhere, no matter the county, no matter the state. And so I'm a huge advocate of hers. I appreciate you. It's my honor to reappoint you. And so I would seek your approval for that.
Thank you, Judge. Any questions or comments from the court? Okay. I will take a motion to reaffirm the appointment of Jessica Freeman as coroner. And we'll send that. Do we need to send that to full court?
Yes.
Okay. Take that to full court. Do I have a motion? Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. So we'll send that to full court. Thank you, Ms. Freeman. We appreciate you and what y'all do. Okay. So next up, we'll go for board appointments. Our first one is a consideration for the Public Facility Board. Judge, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. We do have one opening, the Public Facilities Board. We had two applicants. The gentleman I have appointed is a gentleman named Daniel Hollinger. He's a civil engineer by trade, practices in the area for a known engineering firm. He does work for at least one city within the county. I think City of Greenbrier does work for him. Eminently qualified, and really fortunate that he was interested. When I ran background and checks and got recommendations, uniformly highly recommended. So we'll be fortunate to have him on that Public Facilities Board, so I would ask that you affirm your appointment.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Okay. Take a motion to move Mr. Hollinger's application for Public Facility Board for consideration for the full court.
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you, Judge. Next up, we've got two appointments for the Hilltop Volunteer Fire Department Board. Judge, we'll go with Mr. We'll handle these separately. We'll go with Mr. Spears first.
Okay. We do have an opening. Our volunteer fire departments, having anyone willing to serve in any capacity in this day and age seems to be the exception rather than the norm, and that's just a sad fact. I appreciate all of these folks, but I think we're going with Mr. Spears' appointment first. So, in a nutshell, we have two openings and two applicants. Both of them can be highly recommended by the fire chief, and that recommendation is backed up by our director, Keith Hillman, former fire chief of Bologna. I'm very familiar, and I rely on him for guidance on any fire department appointment. And so, they both come recommended from fire departments themselves. And so I would ask that Mr. Spears be his appointment be affirmed.
Thank you, Judge. Any questions or comments? Okay. Take a motion to send Mr. Spears' appointment to full court for consideration.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. And our second one, Judge, is Mr. Booth's application.
All right, so I have appointed Jason Booth. I would ask that you affirm that appointment for the recommendation to full court. Again, it just comes highly recommended by the fire chief and backed up by the recommendation from the director, Keith.
Any questions? Okay.
Okay.
I'll take a motion to send Mr. Booth's application to full court for consideration.
Second.
You have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Judge. Appreciate it. I don't have anything else on my agenda. Is there any announcements that anybody on the committee has? Okay. Take a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
You're adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.